If you too start to make some of these small changes, incorporate these simple habits into your regular morning routine, I bet you will never look back. Hey, hurdlers, Emily Abadi here, bringing you another installment of Hurdle Moment from Hurdle. Now, this week, I am chatting to you about some hacks that I have implemented into my morning routine. It is no secret that I am a morning person. If you follow me on social media, you see me typically up with the sun, and that has shifted just a little bit during quarantine. My morning routine, since we've started this whole stay-at-home thing, it's changed, and honestly, it has changed for the better. This experimentation of sorts has actually done me a world of good. And today I am talking you through the four things I am doing differently right now that have actually made me better. They've made me more productive as the day goes on, and they make me just feel good. As always, I'd love to hear from you about what your mornings are looking like, what's working for you as we are spending more time at home. So please hit me up over on social at Hurdle Podcast and at Emily Abadi. Of course, if you have a hurdle moment of your own to share, or you just want to say hi, you can also always reach me over email. It's emily@hurdle.us. And with that, let's get to hurdling. Mornings. They are pretty polarizing. Either, for the most part, you love them, or they're just not your thing. And you're the kind of person that needs to have like a gallon of coffee before you can even remotely function. Listen, it's totally okay to be in either camp. But for me, mornings have always been a really special time. It's my time to get my feet under me, get my act together, give back to me before I can show up, not just in my work, but really before I can show up for anybody else, whether that's my friends, my family, or what have you. And like I said, my morning routine has shifted a little bit in quarantine, and these habits that I have picked up, they have dramatically made my day better. So let's jump right into them. First habit, not setting an alarm. Okay, so everyone, again, is different. For some people, not setting an alarm may mean that you're not rolling out of bed until 10 or 11. And depending on what your employment situation might be, that could be a bad thing. So for me, though, as someone who used to set a 5:30 or 5:40-ish alarm, 5:42 to be specific, me not setting an alarm means me at the latest, most days, opening my eyes around 7 a.m. Now, lately, I've been in this like roll over my bed at 5:30, think about getting up, don't want to do it, kind of tempted to do it, and commit for at least another 10 to 12, 15 minutes to try and go back to sleep for an hour. So most days, I'm actually getting up out of my bed around 7 a.m. With that said, I am a firm believer in room darkening shades. For me, they make a world of difference because without them, I swear that 5:30 rollover would happen and I would be up and out, no question about it. Without this alarm, I'm naturally waking up. It's nowhere near as jarring. It feels like such a pleasant way to kick things off. And it's really special to really listen to your body and do what you need to get things going first thing. The second habit that I have picked up that has made a huge difference for me is not sleeping with my phone on my nightstand. Listen, I get it. You want to be connected just like everybody else all the time. There's so much going on. Here's the thing. I mentioned this in an episode the other day. This has been something that I have wanted to do forever. And it's probably one of the biggest changes that I've made in quarantine after years of just hearing how important it is not to sleep next to my phone. I think for so long, I was just so worried about that something was going to happen and someone was going to call or I was going to miss a really important text. But finally, I just was like, what could be that important? Now, without my phone right next to my head, I'm not compelled to check it all the time, and I'm not getting exposed to that blue light that we hear so much about. I mean, that blue light, it can inhibit melatonin production, which can reduce both the quantity and the quality of your sleep. And so I just figured now is as good of a time as any to commit to putting it a little bit farther away. So the phone, it stays on my desk. It never comes to my bed. And so this really facilitates that whole winding down situation. And it feels really great. Now, not only am I not sleeping next to my phone, but I'm also waiting until a little bit later in the morning to check it at all. And I'll get to that in just a little bit. The next big habit I have picked up in quarantine is that without fail, every single day, the first thing I do is journaling. As you know, I'm a journalist, so I have these things with words, and I've always wanted to be a regular journaler, and I've had like stints of this. Typically throughout the year, it happens in different ways as well. I was on this one line a day journal kick for a while, which I highly recommend to people who really struggle with keeping a regular journaling practice. But now, for the last 3 months, I guess, I'm lost count of how long we've been doing this, I fill out at least one page a day in my journal before I even touch my phone. So I'll wake up, I'll use the bathroom, and I'll immediately come back to my bed before I make it to journal. And some days I do want to go beyond that one page, and others the page feels like a total struggle. But taking the time to reflect and always ending the exercise by writing down one thing I'm grateful for or a highlight from the past 24 hours, it just feels great. And also, something that I've discovered is I don't have the most excellent memory. Like, I just black out on so many things from when I was younger. And I think about getting older and maybe having children and wanting to talk to them about my life and remember more. And so I just feel so passionately about the importance of taking the time to write things down right now. A common question that I get about journaling is, what are you writing about? And honestly, that really depends on the day. I think that there's a great benefit from doing writing prompts, especially on those days where I feel as though I can't fill up a single page. And I have a few different books and journals that offer those to me. The Self-Reliant Entrepreneur, which I posted a handful of times in my story. It's a book by John Jansch. And then also an old journal from Lululemon. I think it's called 108 Days of Mind Philosophy. Both of those have tons of prompts that I can lean into when I just feel a little bit blank first thing. And the fourth and final thing that I've started doing in quarantine every morning that dramatically makes my day better is stretching and PT exercises. Okay, so you don't need to be going through specifically a bad injury to implement this kind of morning movement into your regular routine. Just moving my body in these gentle ways, waking up in a gentle way, it just feels great. And it's funny, again, this is one of those simple things. For me, I do it for 20 to 30 minutes every single day. But I think before I was in just such a rush to get on to the next thing, to get out of the apartment, to get things done so that I could be at my office and start checking off the to-do list. And now I'm just taking this time to be more mindful and more present and just intentional. Again, it's just such a nice, slow way to ease into things. So I'll journal, I'll make my bed, then I'll come into the living room. And when I come into the living room, now that is the first time I touch my cell phone. So I get the phone, I'll check it, and I'll then open my podcast app and listen to one of my three regular news podcasts. So that's Up First, The Daily, or Group Chat. And I'll put one of those on and I'll start foam rolling and then getting into some stretching and then getting into some strengthening exercises. Not only is it a great way for me to ease into the day, but it's also making my body better for me to go throughout my day and feel better, to feel looser. I'm not gonna sit here and ramble off all of the benefits of soft tissue work and strengthening and stretching, but you guys know that there are many. So what better way to start things off than by giving back to yourself physically and mentally? And that's it. Those four things. And I just want to reiterate, All four of those things take less than 45 minutes in the morning. And think to yourself, how much time are you usually or possibly wasting right now when you wake up? I'm not saying that every single part of your day needs to be super efficient, but instead of spending 30 minutes laying in your bed, scrolling on Instagram, in those 30 minutes, you could do something for your mind, start something for your body, and get a leg up on the day. Trust me, if you too start to make some of these small changes, incorporate these simple habits into your regular morning routine, I bet you will never look back. I want to hear about what you're doing in the morning. So again, hit me up over on social media. It's at Hurdle Podcast and of course at Emily Abadi. Another hurdle conquered. Catch you guys next time.